Blog Talk Radio.
Lend their support in a financial way. All the money
and the money orders and checks that y'all sent us in support to keep the program on the air. We certainly appreciate it. The address is 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., and care of the same interest. Look, y'all got to keep us on the air. You got to keep us situated so we can bring y'all the situation. Y'all know that we totally against domestic violence, child bullying, and we try to help, you know, mentor anybody that needs a mentoring, addicts and that type of stuff. If you have an urgency to take a drug or take a drink or even to go out and steal something, you can come in or call in. You don't have to be physically be here to be a part of this show. You can call in. Earl just gave you the number, 646 something, but he's going to give it to you again in a minute. But your voice, look, if you see something, say something. If you know something, say something. When you keep this stuff in you, you might be called to somebody to be like them people that be running and killing them, running in a place with in hotel rooms, shooting up everybody, going in churches, shooting up everybody. Somebody knew about this type of situation before they happened. If you got an inkling that somebody's beating their child, abusing their child, or abusing the grown-ups, don't have to be children, abuse, period. Look, we can talk about anything. You had to talk before you fought, because you just don't walk up on the street and just beat up on people. You just don't walk up to your child and start whipping on your child. You just don't walk out in the street and just grab some drugs and start using it. You had to talk about it. So people talk. Some people say it's hot. Be hot. I'm hot. Because if I see you whooping a child on the street, I'm calling the police. If I see you whooping on your woman on the street, I'm calling the police. So you can be mad at me if you want to, but that's what I'm doing. I might be saving your money, be. See, you ain't got no guarantee that when you smack your woman or something that she ain't going to fall and bust her head open or stop, then you sure enough ain't going to want her no more. Or that when you spank your child, that you might be instilling domestic violence in that child to be beating up his or her child when they get older because they remember what you done to them. Look, I'm telling you, this is a no-no. This is a no-no. If you have to drink, drink moderately. Don't drink to a point that you say you lost focus and get to whooping on some people. Doing some stuff that you said you can't explain or couldn't control. If you need to talk about it, you don't have to go to a big sponsor, counselor, in a sense of a notarized agency. You can call me, or you can call her, or you can come in and sit down with me. And I'm guaranteeing you that before you leave, or before we end our conversation, you're going to have a better attitude about what you think you're going to do, what you think you should have done, or what you would have done. This is all this is. You see, you can't see me, but you're listening to me. I don't know how I sound to you, how I come out of you, but I know what I say and makes sense. I know beating up people is not what's happening. On the 28th of this month, we're going to have a domestic violence awareness seminar. For all of you that want to participate, I got some people that's going to come on the show and talk about them being abused. And I told them, you don't have to call no name other than your own. Because the fact that you're here, people will know that you've been abused. I've been abused. You think that going to the penitentiary is sweet? You think 42 years of my life, God, it ain't no. You think I had 6 homicides? Do you think that the police treated me with coffee and donuts when they arrested me? No. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to know that I sold drugs too. I had sleepless nights when I found out the severity of what I was doing. Oh, the money was good. Every morning I went out to street. Mm-hmm. I had to have me $1,500 in my pocket just for get up money. You understand what I'm saying? And sold drugs to Joe Blow, no, mm-hmm. or flow. I don't care who you were. If you had $200, you can get you a rock from me. Quit passing it, and didn't have to be the whole 20.
Right.
But I was setting somebody up. And the best person that I set up was Jake. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm broke now.
Yeah.
Come on, having $1,500, I don't have 15 cents. But I feel good because I got good sense. I know now that I might have destroyed, I don't know how many families or how many lives. But when you look at the part that you play in those type of situations and look at it with a good, clear thought and a pure heart, man, you're not going to be proud of what you've done. And all the stuff that you had that with that money and good times and good life, you find that it wasn't worth it.
Well, Jacob over here clearing the air today.
Yeah.
He's letting his whole soul out. We appreciate that, Jake. But we are here at the Family Community Fellowship Church, and that has helped Jake and everybody else come around.
Yeah.
I know the pastor, he's helped Jake.
You bet he did.
And anytime any of you out there need his help, he's here for you. Just like Jake and I, we're here to mentor and help anyone in the community that needs us. We're here to talk to you, so don't hesitate to call in or come by. Come by and sit with us. We are certainly here for you. Our main goal, of course, is to deter bullying in the community and in the schools and to mentor anyone out there that's needing our assistance. So like Jake said, he's tearing his heart out, and because he's not happy with the things that he's hitting.
No, man, no.
But now he's
trying to give back.
Trying to give back, and this is one way we can do this is by helping anyone out there that needs our help now, Jake. Right.
Not only that, but we need their support.
Okay, let me give him the number so they can call in. So it's 646-799. You can call that number, or you can call us at 202-525-1416. Certainly get through. The line's open right now, so don't hesitate. Give us a call. Jake.
Look, I don't know how to get this through to you all. I have quite a few listeners out there who know me personally. Y'all know that if I had $10 and you asked me for $10, I'm going to give it to you. So I'm asking y'all to give me support. All I'm asking you to do is give a phone call. Call in and say, Jake, we appreciate what you're doing. Earl, we love what you love. Y'all just don't understand how important this type of mediation is. We come to you all let me make a couple shout outs first. This number for Mr. G, he still calls. Mm-hmm. And I told him that I was going to shout him out. What's that phone number? Take this number down, y'all. All y'all that want a car, a good quality used car.
He's selling these beautiful used cars over there. 202-321-4159. Ask for Mr. G. Guaranteed to get you in.
What's that number again?
The number is 202-21-4159. And he's guaranteed to put you in a ride. You can ride out there today.
All you women out there, and men too. I read on the news the other day that they love a guy for raping another man. So this sex harassment thing can go anywhere. I know that it's one particular sex that they hadn't violated in terms of this, but for all of any of you who've been sexually active or abused, this is your show. This is your opportunity. And you can call in or come in or sit in if you want to and be anonymous. But you have to expose this type of behavior. You understand, Earl? You must expose this type of behavior. Now, if you say, well, Jake, I ain't hot. No, but you burn up when you're getting beat up. You might not be hot, but what do you think you're doing? If you stay with this person for the rest of your life, you're going to be abused for the rest of your life. And you're giving him or her the opportunity or the license to be abuser for the rest of his or her life. And that's why we call this show A Nation in Prison. Because you are imprisoning a whole nation of people within yourself. Everybody, each person is a nation within him or herself. Each time that you open your mouth, you burp a word that can expose or expel somebody to something good or take something away from them. Every time that you swing a blow, child, you're subjecting that child to some type of degradation. I want each of you to make up your mind on the 28th of this month, the 28th now, not a Monday, but it's the day that we've dedicated to bring this domestic violence thing to public light in the biggest atmosphere that we can. Every Monday we're going to talk about it here. Trust me. Every Monday, Jake Thompson and Earl Pope is going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing it, get your act together.
Okay, well, Jake, let's just take a moment here. And, okay, let's start out. We're going to give you the number again. So obviously, you guys are not getting the number. You're not calling in. So the number to call in on, 646-668-2799 with any questions, any problems you may have. You can also call us on 202-525-1416. Now, that's the number you want to call on to make any type of donation, small, large. It doesn't matter if you want to help us out, help keep us on the air. Or you can mail in any donation.
Mm-hmm.
You can mail it to the Family Fellowship Church located at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Suite 308. Washington, D.C., 20002. I'll give you that number again. That's 2026 Maryland Avenue. That's Suite 308, Washington, D.C., 20002. Now, we're supposed to have had, at some point this evening, we're expecting Mr. Russell Price, Jr., the producer of Be There magazine, to come on air with us. We've also been in touch with Miss Olivia and down at the Chateau Remix, who's very interested in coming on and talking about the year they just went through and the things they went through to keep that club open and going. And, of course, update you on the things they got coming up in the near future.
Mm.
They got quite a few things that's slated, and they certainly going to let you know that. So while we're waiting on that, though, we're going to thank our other sponsors, the Days Inn over there at on New York Avenue, 2700 New York Avenue. We want to thank them. We want to thank Epsilon Pepco for kicking in with us. Again, like I said, Chateau Remix. Mr. G, selling cars over there. We want to give all these folks some play. And as they are trying to help us stay on the air and coming to our support. Okay. Jake, this thing of this abuse, this all of these things going around. I mean, they've gotten as far down there as Richard Simmons been kicked off the air for sexual harassment. Man, that's unbelievable, man. These people are coming out of the woodwork. You got a president that's doing all kind of crazy, whatever he is. I don't call him my president. But all the things he's doing, but he's still a president. And he's been accused,
But they ain't president.
They got this guy, what's his name, Ray Moore. Mm-hmm. Still running for office, and there's some folks out there that's going to support this guy too, man.
We don't have no type of political affiliation here. You understand? Saying as far as the broadcast is concerned, and so don't y'all believe for a moment that we rather support any one particular political association here, but individually, and what you do makes all the difference in the world. No way in the world that you can be my president and pooping on people and beating up, especially women. Because I know if you beat a woman, you will disrespect her child. You understand what I'm saying? Because the dude that'll whoop you anywhere will whoop you right in front of your child. And I would imagine if the child began to help you, he'd whoop the child too. So when you protect these type of people, I think there's something wrong with you, and that's why you need to come in. That's why you need to call in. Because there's nothing shameful about being in love with somebody, because, you know, a lot of times we let love overrule our emotions and our actions, and especially our reactions. We're not going to react in the manner that everybody want to be in your business, or that you want to call the police, or that you want to be hot, or that you want to appear hot to your children. You understand what I'm saying? If that's a rite of passage, I ain't going there as far as women and children is concerned. Now, if you are robbing somewhere else, and I get busted, and I tell on you, I'm hot.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I marry a woman, or if I'm dating a woman, and she do something that I don't agree with, and I beat her, I'm abusive.
Right.
And so she called the police on me. She ain't being hot. She's being real. Because first of all, you ain't gonna jump on her. I ain't gonna jump on her if I figure she can whoop me. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't gonna jump on her if you think that she's simple enough to throw some hot grits on you like they did in Madeira and all that type of stuff. You ain't gonna think twice about it. But you only think twice about doing something to people who you feel that you have some type of control over.
I have no idea what's going on out here right now, but I know they're coming out of woodwork with folks in our politics, in our entertainment world, in our religious world. It's just gone crazy. I mean, we're about to lose the longest Democrat in office behind sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
John Conyers. And I think he's going to step down by the end of the week.
Yeah.
You know, well, unfortunate, but he's, as long as he's been there, man, and it's been a pillar of the community, and all of a sudden, I'm jumping two women saying that,
Okay, but I'm saying, Earl, if it's so easy for him to admit his wrong and his guilt, why can't Mr. Trump do the same thing? That's 7 or 8 women got him on tape.
I know. But in a little while, we're going to have Marcus going to come on and talk about the domestic violence summit that's coming up on the 28th. He's going to give us all the information we need to know about that. And meanwhile, I'm going to tell you what's happening with Be There Magazine. I don't know what happened to Mr. Price, Russell. But Russell Price Jr., who is the publisher of Be There Magazine, this coming Thursday, December the 7th, at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Masonic Temple on U Street, He's going to be having his, what do you call it, his magazine award, Oscar 2017. He has a whole full list of performers and presenters. It's going to be an evening to not easily be forgotten. He has everybody from Lady in the House Band up to Roger Chapman is going to be performing, Lisa Booker, who just released the CD. And the music is going to be there be by DJ Cosmo Defecto. So any of y'all not doing anything and looking for something to do on Thursday, this, all this is free. It is free. It is at 10th and U Street at the Masonic Temple, Thursday, December the 7th at 6 o'clock p.m. And it's going to be a lot going on. He's giving away about 200 awards there that evening and prizes and gifts. And we're going to have all kind of, again, entertainment, dancing, and just want to hang out and come to a really nice affair. Be There Magazine, Masonic Temple, 10th and U, 10th and U Street, North, Northwest. Northwest. Okay. Jake, moving right along. We are going to have to really bring some other folks from the community. I know you've been in touch with some people.
Yes.
Talk about them oil.
Well, first of all, let me shout out to all my houses, family in New York, Brooklyn. Love you all. Hope y'all are listening. Tune in. I love to hear from you, but I better if you just tune in because I would know that you care about me and want to support me. So all you houses up there in Brooklyn, New York, and anywhere else that you are, I expect your support.
Right here, I mean, we expect their support, so
okay.
Right here.
Okay, well, let me just say this to everybody. You know, this ain't no easy task to get up on the air. You know, we go all over the United States and Canada and all them other places on this show. I wish we could go further because I know that domestic violence stress throughout this year. I mean, this whole world, and some places, they just letting women drive cars. They starting next year in April or something like that a woman can drive a car. So I know what this domestic violence thing is and how superior men be. And I'm telling you, for all those who are in these top positions, you better watch out because you ain't going to have no men that's in these top positions because after all, the women are going to be taking all of them because all the men are going to have to step down. Men, that you have to be careful. Now, nobody knows better than me about how you approach a woman. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to be careful about what you say to them. And if they say no to you,
No
means absolutely not. You know, because when you get before that judge, it's just, you know, look, they told me one time, I said, Mr. Johnson, you can't do this. I said, well, Your Honor, I didn't ask for no FBI clearance. I just asked for a telephone number. You got to know that you can't approach any female any kind of way. You got to know that. I remember in 1955, the greatest headline was a black guy in South Carolina, somewhere, Alabama or something, had looked at a white woman. They going hanging for ripping his eyeball and rape of a woman. Say that he looked at that white woman.
Virginia.
Yeah, that was Lynchburg, Virginia. Well, that's too close. Alabama was far enough away from me, but Virginia is too close. And they going lynch him. And Supreme Court said no, that's on her word. And yeah, cause he found out the woman in the jail. But he wound up getting life for looking. Now you know, I I'd have been Ray Charles from that day on. You know, but let me just tell you people, let me just tell you, people, we are real serious about this domestic violence thing and this bullying. When your child come home, and you see, if your child go to school and they got bruises and stuff on it, the teachers are obligated to report that. Child Protective Services, police, somebody have to know why the child is coming to school all bruised up. And if you know, if you doing it or your partner doing it or somebody in your family is doing it, you need to get rid of them. You need to report that.
Right.
Because if it's your child, the police come to question you. And I've seen women trying to protect these dudes for that. And 3 months later, they got the same situation all over again. That's great. Look.
Okay, well, I know, and you're right, Jake. You're absolutely right. We're going to let you cool off a minute because I see this is getting up under your collar. So we're going to let Marcus Godley speak on the Domestic Violence Summit that's coming up on the 28th. So we need all of you, all of you out there to participate. Come in, call in, do whatever you got to do, support us. But Marcus will give you all the details on that, okay?
Hello, gentlemen. It's good to be here again with you guys. I come to give you a quick update on family, Carver Terrace Family Community Fellowship's Domestic Violence Summit on December the 28th, 7 p.m., right here on the third floor in our third floor sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be meeting. We are going to be asking the general public to show, as well as I'm going to give you a rundown of some of the participants and organizations of support that will be at the event. I had actually, I'm going to speak in actualities. I spent a better part of the morning in discussions with the Coalition Against Domestic Violence about their participation in the event. They are one of the premier victim advocacy groups here in the District of Columbia. Once the violence has taken place, and you know, we have a tendency when we say that to make the assumption or take the leap that we are inherently talking about women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, absolutely.
That could be the furthest thing from the truth.
Look at the guy that got raped the other day.
Violence has no color, no gender, whatsoever, no age. It comes in all shapes, forms, and sizes. So in this discussion today, we spoke very poignantly about the fact that we try to make sure that we remain neutral, gender neutral, in our discussions about the event, the marketing that's going to take place to support the event, to get the word out. But we are, this Friday, we are going to make a hard push. We're going to have teams out posting flyers, posting posters, handing out flyers. With those flyers is going to be attached a purple ribbon. The purple ribbon is the national symbol for domestic violence, just as the pink ribbon for breast cancer. Back in the day when it was tie a yellow ribbon around the tree of your fence for the missing soldiers and things back in the 80s, they some time ago made a distinction with purple ribbon. So we're gonna fix the ribbon to our flyers as we pass them out, and we're gonna ask people on the 28th to wear their ribbon, just in a statement of solidarity to our efforts to bring attention to a issue that is front and center locally, nationally, and worldwide. You know, oh, and just a brief note. Jake, we actually are worldwide.
Mm.
You know, you log into this show on the World Wide Web.
Okay.
So anywhere on this planet that you can get a internet signal, there could be listeners.
Okay.
To this show. I just wanted to throw that out because I want folks that may be listening across the world somewhere to know that we know that they're there.
Right.
This event is going to take place in a significant fashion. We are asking the live public to come in and support, to come in with any questions, concerns. There are going to be governmental leaders here. They're going to be leaders that work in the domestic violence arena on a day-to-day basis. The Coalition Against Violence is an organization that also participate in training classes, not only for victims but for offenders, not only for offenders and a victim, but for support family, extended family. They have classes and events to help the family be able to transition from a moment of crisis to a moment of stability. And so these are some of the folks that we're going to have come out and speak directly to the matter. And again, we're going to be represented across the ANC level, the area, neighborhood commission, the council's office, the mayor's office has been invited. We sent out communication today to Mr. Dalbert McFadden, the mayor's deputy for public safety, with regard to this, and also to Assistant Chief Fitzpatrick.
Well, I just saw a thing on the news about the mayor's deputy for public safety, and I know he was talking about all the decrease in crime, except it didn't include the domestic violence. Is there a reason for that? Did you ask him?
I can't speak to that. I don't know in any fashion, other than the fact that when they talk about numbers, those numbers are so skewed and influenced by whatever the agenda is at that particular time, I don't buy into them. What I buy into is what I see in the community. What I see in the neighborhood are folks who are having a hard time. What I hear in the schools are children that are having a hard time with bullying, sexual violence, with physical violence.
Yeah.
With mental and psychological abuse, which all falls under the category of domestic violence. So I would like for you and others to show up on the 28th and ask that question, because there will be folks here that can be called to count to answer that question. So, not stepping in any way, I just think that the folks that are responsible for it should be the ones to answer it, as they should answer it to their constituency. So, again, to bring this to a close real quick for you, so I can get out to your gentleman's way and you can get back to your show. It's a huge event. We need your support. We need your dollars for the support. Anything that you can help Family Community Fellowship do, we need your volunteerism in kind. Whatever you can do to pledge your solidarity and your support towards a successful conclusion to this event, we are open to it in all fashions. So reach out to us. Phone number is 202-525-1700. 1416. You can pull us up on the World Wide Web. You can send us an email at info@familycommunityfellowship.org for further information. Back over to these two moderators. We'll touch bases with you again before the 28th and give you some more updates. But we will be at you real soon about what the event is going to shape into as we go forward.
We certainly want to thank you, Marcus, for enlightening us on this domestic violence summit. It's going to be very important. We're going to need your support. So without you guys, there's no need. There's no need for us to be doing this. We're trying to bring you guys up to date on what's happening out here. We just been blessed by Mr. G in the house. How are you, sir? All right. Well, you're here. All right, just take your time. Take your time. We're fine. I'm glad to see you.
Glad to be here, sir.
All right. Well, just take your time. And again, we want to tell you what we do here every Monday. We're here every Monday at 6. We discuss topics that helping folks out in the community. My name is Earl Pope, and I'm here with Mr. Jake Johnson. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We're located at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast. We're in the Carver Langston community.
Let me. You know, I have a lot of young listeners. And trust me, I really appreciate it because. You know, you're a key to my survival. You know, I couldn't exist now without understanding that I can influence one of y'all or some of y'all along the way. Following my steps or walking in my footsteps is going to get you tripped up, locked up, and effed up some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? So don't. But I want you to listen to what I'm saying, because I can tell you that the stuff that I've been through, certainly Earl has his own agenda in terms of what has happened to him. But I'm telling you what has happened to me that I wouldn't want to see happen to you. I spent 42 years of my life in jail. And I ain't an old man now. So
I ain't even 42. I ain't been around that long.
Well, I spent 42 years of my life in jail off and on. And, I have no intention of going back unless somebody in my family is assaulted or molested. I'm going back without hesitation. And if I don't go back, that means you done killed me.
Well, we ain't gonna let that happen, PJ. We're gonna keep you out here.
Yeah.
We want to take a moment and again give you the number. You guys must not be writing it down because you ain't calling, but the number is 646-668-2799. If you can't get us that way, come on in the back door. Dial 202-525-1416. We also want to take a moment again and thank our sponsors. That's the Days Inn over on New York Avenue, Pepco, Epsilon Pepco, the Chateau Remix, and now we have Mr. G selling cars over there. Let me give you that number to reach him at 202-321-4159. These folks are out there, and of course, don't forget about the pastor on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Please tune in. Listen, and he'll get you up and running. First thing Sunday morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to know, want you to know, as always, like we're here again, to just help deter what's going on out here in our community any way we can. We're here to assist folks, anybody that need our assistance. It don't have to be kids. It could be adults.
That's right.
You don't have to be a female. It can be a guy.
I said a man just got raped last week.
Yeah.
A man.
I believe it.
Get on the news. Mm-hmm. Unless they lie. Unless it's fake news like the president say. But I know the guy that got raped on Baker Street. You know, he's the one who. What the hell is going on in this world today? I mean, man, a man getting raped. Man, look, in the penitentiary, you see that happens regularly. You know, if it don't happen, you think you're in the wrong place. But out in the street.
You don't expect that. But again, with all these other folks out here doing these things, I mean, like I say, from your politicians all the way down to now for same field, I mean, they're just coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden. All this was started, of course, with Bill Cosby, and it just went on from there.
Well, I don't know.
I don't mean he started. I mean,
yeah, I understand.
I mean, people coming out against him, and these women coming out, and they just started saying that he was doing all these things, and they actually set this man down. He was a legend. This man was a legend in our community. I mean, well respected, well liked, the whole nine yards. And these women come out and accuse the man of all these things. But then after that, they're down now to Richard Simmons. Who cares about Richard Simmons?
Mm.
But he got plenty of money.
Yeah.
That's why they're coming at him.
Yeah.
All these folks we naming got plenty of money.
Now, see my man back. They came at him, too.
Ooh.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, Tiger got on that golf course out there last week and showed him how to do that, how to play that golf.
Yeah, yeah, but he's back here. He's on TV the other day.
But you see how long he stayed quiet.
You better bet it.
They came and talked about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. Came at a big time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, four or five women accusing them of things, but they just didn't. They pay some of these folks off, and that's what this is really all about. These women are looking for money in most cases. But now they're coming out, like I said, they even got Richard Simmons, who is started Def Comedy Jam and all the things that he's done in the entertainment world. Now they're accusing this man of sexual abusing folks. They got, who did I say? Russell Simmons, not Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons gay is all. Russell Simmons.
Yeah, he might get y'all.
Well, Richard Simmons might be trying to get rich.
Yeah,
I bet Russell. You know what I mean? Yeah.
One of them.
But they got them. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Anytime they go and they get the longest sitting gentleman in the house.
Yeah.
John Conyers, and accuse him. Got this man stepping down. One of the most powerful committees in the House.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about stepping down altogether, calling it quits. That's unbelievable, man. But if they did these things, then I guess they should be.
Yeah.
So, what can we say? Anyway, we're going to, how much more time we got, Jake?
We can go as long as the people are interested. They call it in. If they ask them some questions, and especially those who donating and trying to keep us on the air, y'all can call in as you please. And if you call in, we're going to get off the air at 7 o'clock. But we'll stay until 7:30 if you get interested in. Because I'm telling you, this is tough life. And I know some of y'all need to call in and talk about it. You don't have to come in to be a part of this show. You can call in and they'll broadcast. You can hear, people will hear you all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? This is one program that extends throughout the entire world. We are your voice. But we can't speak for you if you don't speak for yourself. You know, one time Smokey the Bear said, only you can prevent false fires. I guess he wasn't talking about Mother Nature cracking in the woods. But if you had to understand the significance of what he's saying. If you can't do much if you don't know much. We can't expose much if you don't say much. You have to say this. And you don't have to give no name.
But Jake, we know that it's at least 2,500 folks out there listening to us. We know that.
Yeah.
So they just listening. They're not picking up the phone to call, but we know you're out there, and we know you hear it. So, again, and we're being heard around the world. So if you like to got a comment or a question, don't hesitate to pick up the phone to call. The number is 646-668-2799, and you can speak to Jake, myself. Marcus is still here. He hasn't gone yet. So if you have a question for him about the Domestic Violence Summit that's coming up on the 28th, he'll certainly be glad to step in and answer your question. But meanwhile, Jake.
Well, Mr. D, I want you to say something to these people out here. I have a good listening audience. Earl said we that our last exposure said that we had 2,500 listeners. So that means that people are all listening. And like I said, if you don't have to come in to call in, and you don't have to call in, just tune in, but just listen. And again, I want you to get to a point where you can say something. Put your little kids on the phone. They'll tell if they've been bullied in school. They'll tell if the teacher been spanking them, you know, without you knowing. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, we won't say if we don't give the opportunity to say. So we're giving you the opportunity to say something to us that you won't say to the police. You think it's not? Okay, we think it's not.
Well, Mr. G, you know that Jake gets fired up, you know, he gets going. But he asked you to offer it.
Yes.
The floor to you, and then he took it over. So we're going to give it back to you.
Well, that's it, Mr. Jake. Jake's a good talker. And he also is a good listener.
He's a good listener.
He's
that's
good
what he
ear.
Do.
Yeah. If you got something to say, he will listen. He will give you his experience while people don't mind sharing with Mr. Jake Johnson, because he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you the truth, but to his own experience. See, people will just tell you something. It's called, can I use your ear for a minute just to hear what you got to say? Get in your business, and that's all they want to do. People don't really have real opinions of people's situations because if they don't know no better, they can't do better.
That's right.
Me, I'm a man of a whole lot of experience. I've been around a couple of blocks, and I know a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And sharing is one. I'm a member of a program called Gambling Anonymous.
Well, we do have somebody that's interested. Mr. G, you've offered up a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Caller.
Hello. Yes.
How you doing?
You guys are doing a magnificent job. The show is on point. I love that Smokey the Bear thing.
You like that what?
That Smokey the Bear thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that was Jake. That was one of Jake's synopsis there. But welcome to the show, and we're certainly glad that you're listening. Do you have a question for us, or you just want to give us a comment?
I just want to continue to listen to the show. Glad to have you back on the show.
And we're happy to hear from you. Thank you.
Now, don't let that be the last call. And I know some of y'all want to call. I know something you've heard. Marcus has spoke. I've spoken. And now Mr. G is speaking, if I can give him the mic back. But you know how it is when you give a preacher the mic. He looked like he just don't know how to stop. But this domestic violence thing, And child bullying, you know, it keeps me fired up. I just detest it. But Mr. G going, man, look, this,
let Mr. G close out
you start, and these people start lighting up their phones. But
yeah, I understand, Mr. Johnson. I mean, I'm with you about the domestic violence and all this bullying going on.
Yeah, but
I do thank God that I'm in beyond that. But yet I'm not beyond that because I have kids. Grandkids coming up behind.
You got grandkids?
Yes, I have five grandkids, Mr.
Oh, man.
Yes, I have five grandkids.
Man, you don't look a day over 23.
Well, they said, you know, but that's why I try to practice what I preach before I become a speech. So, you know, and this is a nice show to be a part of, and, you know, and I'm glad to be friends of you and Earl and Mr. Marcus to be able to get a word out every now and then when you're not talking. But back in about what I was just saying, you know, and I've been around a couple of blocks, and I know a few things, and I feel know a few people, but the nature of the beast is to keep an open, not only do you have to keep an open, you have to keep an open mind about life here within itself, because everything is being told to you today. If you, life to me is like a pancake, it ain't done until it's flipped. You have to flip life, and you have to listen to stories, you have to share stories, but you also have to be open-minded about situations, about things being brought to you today and needs the time, because people want to just tell you what they want you to hear. You have to be optimistic about life and just listen to people cry, because I do a lot of crying because I be looking for help. When I say crying, not complaining.
It's a difference.
It's a big difference, you know, because I'm not too, I always want to remain teachable. You know, when you get to the point where you're not teachable, then something's wrong with you. And I've been through life, I've had my trials and my tribulations, but I never was involved in domestic violence. I've always been involved in trying to help people accomplish their goal when it comes to getting money. I'm a guy of ideas. I like ideas. I like to be challenged. Old as I get in life, I still like challenges, because my challenges when I went in business 23 years ago that I wouldn't make it in business. It was so much negativity said in my ear that if I had fallen prey to those type of negativity, I wouldn't have been a successful businessman. I'm not the nicest guy in town. I'm not one nice then, not nice now, but I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. And I thank God for that. And I want to also thank Steve Young, Pastor Steve Young, for being a part of my life, allowing me to be able to understand life and focus on life on life's terms, not on my terms. Because he let me tell her, I thought I was the answer, but God showed me I was the question.
Right.
So, and I live like that today. I'm more humble in my spirit today. I want to be able to have a lending hand. To be a part of anyone's help who's looking for help, who wants to be able to share what's on their mind and not be judged. See, people don't share a lot because they won't be judged by their so-called friends. So they don't do too much talking because they don't want anybody talking behind their back. We as people, I wouldn't call that a nature because that's not me. Once a person share with you, it's to share with you, not with you and all your friends. And people become shamefaced once a person share with you and you share with everybody that you don't even know. You know, that's a major problem in life. You know, I think I have a few people to do admire my opinion because I share what I know so I can continue to grow. I belong to a 12-step program. It's called Gambling Anonymous. People are not familiar with that program because they think gambling is an easy thing to stop. Gambling is on the same line as drinking and drugging.
And everything, that's correct.
So I'm no exception to it. I'm just one bet away from being another gambling addict. You know, and I thank God to be able to share this, you know, on the radio where millions of people are listening, because I've had my trials and tribulations. I went through gambling addiction. Matter of fact, in 20 minutes, I'm going to my meeting now because I'm a lawyer person. I've been going to this program for 19 and a half years. And not only taught me how not to gamble, it taught me how to live.
Right.
Because I thought I was the answer. Like I said, once again, God showed me I was the question. And I listened today. I don't want to be the one who knows everything. Today I sat up and listened. Because I talked too much then. That's what got me a seat in gambling on this program. And then when I found somebody who could listen to my, such as Pastor Lewis, such as Pastor Young, those people made an impact in my life because I was willing to find out what was wrong. I was a sick person. I had a gambling disease. Gambling is a disease. It's not no fun. Gambling is a disease. There's no medicine for Gambling Anonymous program. It's a disease. It's a mental addiction.
Well, Mr. G.
Look.
I can listen from now on to that type of advice because it's nothing but goodness. And I know some of the lifestyle that you live because I've been there with you. And for all of you out here who are listening, I just want to thank you. We're running
well,
short of time.
First of all, we want to tell you that who you've been listening to was Mr. G. He's he's a nice, beautiful car to drive. For this coming weekend, give him a call, 202-321-4159. He's guaranteed to get you out there and rolling. So, Mr. Jimmy, one of the things. Plus the inspector.
Guaranteed
inspector.
Nice used car.
Cannot
no
be
junk
that.
Vehicle.
So we want to thank him for stopping by and enlightening us on things he's been through. Of course, we're here, of course, with Jake. Jake, you want to add a few words?
All I want to say in closing to this, tune in each Monday at 6 o'clock. And for all those who would want to participate in the domestic violence seminar awareness situation that we're going to have here on the 28th of this month, feel free to come. Give us only you. Good night. Thank you. God.